Okay. The Gemara, just to review, we had three different ways to look at our Gemara. The Gemara had said that when we're all talking about if you're marrying an almana, a bechor who marries an almana, so how many days of bracha?
7 days
of bracha. How many days of simcha? The Gemara assumes.
Seven.
The Gemara assumes at first seven. Assumes that they're the same. Because we know that an almana makes a bracha of seven. And then it says, a bechor with an almana makes seven. And an almon to an almana.
One.
Is one. So the Gemara says, well, wait a second. If it's seven and one, and we have a brisa that says that whenever you marry an almana, there's 3 days of simcha. What does that mean, though, 3 days of simcha? What does it mean, simcha? What do you mean, simcha? Everyone smiles?
3 days of no working.
No working, exactly. Very good. The din of simcha means that the husband can't go to work. So when you marry an almana, there's a brisa that Chazal made a takana called shaktu. And shaktu means for 3 days you can't go to work. That's what we call simcha. Simcha slash iser malacha.
How many days of simcha for the almana?
So the Gemara says, bracha, when a bachur marries an almana, 7 days of bracha. When an almon marries an almana, 1 day of bracha. So asks the Gemara, well, wait a second. What about that takana of shaktu, of 3 days of simcha? Where would that apply? It's for an almana, right? Well, there are only two cases of an almana, either a bachur marrying an almana, or an almon marrying an almana. So if, again, we said almon's left Africa, it doesn't necessarily mean a guy lost his wife, a guy's been married already. So if it's a bachur marrying an almana, it's 7 days. No, it's 7 days of bracha, I thought. But the Gemara is assuming that 7 days of bracha means 7 days of simcha. So the Gemara assumes that it's either 7 days of bracha and 7 days of simcha, or 1 day of bracha and 1 day of simcha. So what's this takana of 3 days of simcha? So the Gemara responds and says, no. You're misunderstanding things. I can give you two answers. Answer number one, what was answer number one? The almon or the bachur?
Almon.
In our Gemara, what does it say?
Almon, yeah. The Rashba switched it.
Right, the Rashba switched this. You know what? Let's switch it like the Rashba, because for the Rambam, it's not going to make a difference. So bachur comes first, right?
Sure.
So first comes bachur. So comes along the Gemara and says, oh, I'll tell you, either that takana of Chazal is talking about a bachur, or it could be talking about an almon. It could be talking about either one, that takana. It doesn't matter who's marrying the almana. Because bracha l'chud and the Isser Malacha of Simcha L'chud, they're two separate parshios, two different halachos. When we said 7 and 1, it has nothing to do with Simcha. And therefore, if you're talking about a bachur, Iba Yisema, a bachur marrying an almana, so it's 7 days of bracha,
three.
But it's 3 days of Simcha. And Iba Yisema, almon, and if you want to talk about an almon, the takana of shaktu applies by an almon as well. Because an almon will be, 1 day of bracha and 3 days of simcha. There's always 3 days of simcha. Why? Because bracha lechud and isser malacha lechud. This is the first answer of the Rashba. This is how the Rambam paskins. The Rambam paskins and says, if there's a tremendous amount of simcha, like you're a bachur marrying an almana, and you're full of simcha, your own simchas libo shel chasan, because it's your first marriage, so you have 7 days of bracha. And if you're an almon marrying an almana, and everyone's been married already, and there's less simcha, so there's 1 day of sheva brachos, 1 day of bracha. But then that's what the Rambam writes in Hilchos Brachos. But in Hilchos Ishus, when he's talking about the Isser Malacha for a chasan, he says, if you're marrying an almana, it doesn't matter who you are. Bachar, almana, there's always 3 days of simcha.
Because of the takana.
Because the takana of Shaftu told us that it doesn't matter how much simchas libo shel chasan there is. We don't care about that. Simcha's not about the chasan. Who's simcha about?
The girl.
It's about the girl. She needs 3 days to be happy with her husband. She needs 3 days. She needs. It doesn't matter what kind of guy. Right, thank you. Doesn't matter what kind of guy it is, because it's all about the girl. And the girl is entitled, al pi takanas chazal, she's entitled to 3 days where her husband doesn't go to work. So this is the view of, again, this is bachur and almon. This is the view of the Rambam. This is the first shot in the Rashba. This is how the Rambam paskins, that bracha is totally on simchas Libo Shachasan, and it's 7 or 1, as the Gemara thought. But the din of Simcha and the Takana of Shaktu is for the girl. It's for the Almana. And she always gets 3 days. Doesn't matter how many days of Bracha there are. Yes, there might be 1 day of Bracha and 3 days of Simcha. That doesn't matter. It's not a problem. Because they're two totally different things. Bracha and Simcha are two different things. And therefore, the Ibayis Ema Bachar, Ibayis Ema Almon, were not answers that argued with each other. The Gemara is saying, basically, what's your problem? Why are you asking me a question from Shaktu? If you want, I can explain that Shaktu Bryce about a Bachar. And if you want, I can explain it about an Almon also. It has nothing to do with the guy. It has to do with the girl. So Ibayis Ema Bachar, Ibayis Ema Almon just means that Bryce has everything that has to do with everybody. I can explain it however you want. This is the view of the Rambam and the Rashi. The Tosfos HaRosh, however, brings up the possibility that the two Ibayis Emas are actually arguing with each other. And they're not just working it out and saying that Bracha and Simcha are unrelated. The Ibayis Emas are two different ways to answer the question. And again, what was the question? The question was, if we already established that there's 7 days for Bracha or 1 day of Bracha, so what's this Takana of Shaktu? And the Gemara gives two possibilities. Possibility number one is the Takana of Shaktu. So this is Ibayis Ema number one, according to the Tosfos HaRosh. Again, I didn't write on the board for the Rambam Ibayis Ema 1 and 2 because they're really working together. It's not two different answers. It's all one answer. But according to...
Why are we not doing the second
this is not the second Rashba. This is leading up to the second Rashba. Hold on 1 second. This is the Tosfos HaRosh. Tosfos HaRosh says there's two answers in the Gemara to the question of what about the Takana of Shaktu. Answer number one is that the Takana of Shaktu was dafka by a bachar. Meaning, for an almon, the Gemara was right. It's 1 day of bracha, and therefore 1 day of simcha. There was never an independent takana made for almanos when they're marrying an almon. And the original assumption of the Gemara was right, that these are equal. And therefore, if it's 1 day of bracha, it's 1 day of simcha. What was the takana of Shaktu? The takana of Shaktu was for a bachar marrying an almana. And a bachar marrying an almana, af al pi, that there are 7 days of bracha,
3 days.
There are going to be only 3 days of simcha. 1 second. This is the first Ibayis Ema in the Gemara. That the takana of Shaktu was dafka for a bachar. Ibayis Ema number 2 in the Gemara. This is still the Tosfos HaRosh. It's when the Gemara answered, right? The Ibayis Ema said, you know what it's about? It's all about a bachar. Ibayis Ema number 2 says, no, the Takana is all and only for an almon. A bachar, the Gemara was right originally. 7 days of bracha, 7 days of simcha. We're not touching that. Remember, that was our question. Hey, it's 7 and 7. What's this Takana of 3? So the Ibayis Ema says, you're right. The second Ibayis Ema says, you're right. For a bachar, it's 7 and 7. What was the Takana of Shaktu? The Takana of Shaktu was for an almon, marrying an almon. That it might be 1 day of bracha, but we're being misaking 3 days of simcha for the almanim. And therefore, according to the Tosfos HaRosh, the Ibayis Ema is actually arguing with each other about how many days of simcha you have for the different marriages. According to the first answer in the Gemara, the takana was here. This is the takana. The takana was to make a bachar instead of having it be 7 days of simcha, which we thought originally it's only 3 days of simcha. It's limiting, it's cutting it down. The second answer in the Gemara was saying that the almon, instead of having 1 and 1, gets 3 days of simcha. So, my circles on the board are, what was the Takana of Shaktu? For who? For the Rambam, it was for both a bachar and an almon, 3 days of simcha no matter what. Whenever an almon is getting married, it's 3 days of simcha. According to the Tosfos HaRosh, there's two answers in the Gemara, and each answer is suggesting that the Takana of Shaktu was in a specific case. Either it was for a case of a bachar,
But not for an almon?
Or it was a case of an almon and not a bachar. This is the Tosfos HaRosh, and this is the second way to read our Gemara. I'm going to take questions at the end. The Rashba is a third way to read the Gemara, but it's a variation of the Tosfos HaRosh. Right now, if you don't understand something, just write what I'm saying, and you'll ask the question at the end. The Rashba learns, just like the Tosfos HaRosh, there were two answers given, but it's not two equal answers, and you can take whichever one you want. There's actually a progression in the Gemara. The Gemara first suggests Ibai's Ema number one. I'm going to tell it to you in a broad stroke, and then I'll get into the details. The Rashba learns the Gemara like this. The Gemara first addressed Ibai's Ema number one. It didn't like it, and therefore it rejected it and offered Ibai's Ema number two. And the maskana of the Gemara is only Ibai's Ema number two. Unlike the Tosfos HaRosh, who learned when it emerged from the Gemara, we have got two answers where the Tekan of Shaktu was. It was either for a Bachar or it was for an Almon. For the Rashba, at the end of the Gemara, we have an answer. Just the Almon. We originally suggested the Bachar, but there was a problem with that. And therefore, we rejected that and gave up the Almon.
The Rashba's second answer and Tosfos HaRosh are just the same thing, except at the end of the day, Rashba rejects one of his answers.
But again, it's a difference in how to read the Gemara. For the Rashba, the Gemara offered Ibai's Ema number one, didn't like it, and therefore offered Ibai's Ema number two. And at the end of the day, Ibai's Ema number one is gone.
The Gemara says you could do this, or you could do that.
So that's how the Tosfos HaRosh read it, and that's the pashtus of the Gemara.
Rashba read it that. He says,
so I'm going to tell you right now, and this is going to be the reason, because before I tell you, you know,
I
would sort of say it like this. How come the Rashba read it the way he did and not like the Tosfos HaRosh? I mean, he basically agrees with him. Why did he think that we were rejecting the first answer? That's one question we need to ask. There's another question, which is, how come the Rashba read it not like the Rambam? How come the Rashba liked this reading and not like the Rambam's? What was wrong with the Rambam's? So there's something that's driving the Rashba's pshat that we need to understand in order to understand exactly where the Rashba's coming from. The Rashba says, you know what the problem with this answer is? And with this answer?
More bracha than simcha.
Because you have more bracha than simcha. You have 7 days of bracha. This is both according to the Rambam's pshat. You have 7 days of bracha and 3 days of simcha. And according to the first Ibai's Ema, you have 7 days of bracha, 3 days of simcha. If you have 7 days of bracha, meaning on day four, day five, he sits and he has breakfast with his wife and some friends. And they sit there and they say all the Shabbat brachos, and they say Shasimcha b'mono, and everybody's excited, and they sing, Asher Baro, Sosom v'simcha, Chasim v'kala. The meal ends, and he says, all right, I'm going to work. And he picks up his briefcase, and he goes off to work. Says the Rashba, that is an impossibility. And as the Lashon of the Rashba, Hayech Efshar, right? What was the Lashon there? Hayech Efshar, that his
sack on his shoulder.
Sack is on his shoulder, right? What does it say? Chavilosu al kseifo. And they're mevarchim lo, birchas chasanim. And he goes to work? That's impossible. Now we're going to say in a second why it's impossible. But I want you just to understand that the Rashba, therefore, this is how the Gemara went. The Gemara said, you know where the Tekan of Shakti was? It was for a bacha. So 7 days of bracha, 3 days of simcha. And now, the Gemara says, what? That's impossible. How can you have 7 days of bracha and anything less than 7 days of simcha? And therefore, no way, seven and seven remains. But one day of bracha can have 3 days of simcha. And that's the takana. The takana was, even though the bracha would only dictate 1 day of simcha, we're going to add 2 more days of simcha. And comes along the Rashba and says, why? Because the Pirkei de Rebbe Eliezer says that chasan is doma lamelech. Chasan is Doma LaMelech. And when he's Mevarich the Brachos, the Chasan is like a Melech. Why does the Rashba add that point?
Melech doesn't work.
Because that point is the key to understanding the Shittas HaRashba. The Rashba, unlike we suggested for the Rambam, does not think that Simcha and Bracha are divorced from each other. It might be true, Noam, that Chazal came and were Masakim for an Almana 3 days that her husband can't go to work. For her! But before we start talking about her, there are Yimei Simcha There is an Isser Malacha that stems from the Chasan, not just from the Kala. Meaning, we originally said, Bracha, the number of days you say Sheva Brachas, that's totally on the Simchas Chasan, Chasan. When he's happy, so we say Brachos, and we join in his Simcha. But the Isser Malacha, that's completely for the woman. The Rashba, learning from the Pirkei de Rebbe Eliezer, learns that no, just like when someone's a king, the king doesn't go out to the shuk and work. He sits in his palace. He doesn't go out and do work. So too, a chasan, we learn from Pirkei de Rebbe Eliezer, has the status of a melech. And therefore, there's an Isser Malacha for the chasan, not just because we want the woman to be happy, but stemming from the chasan himself, there's an Isser Malacha. Because the chasan is Domel Melech. He can't go and work. And therefore, now look at the beauty of the Rashba. So the Rashba basically said, if you have a bocher and he's getting 7 days of simcha, there's obviously automatically 7 days of Isser Malacha. Not because of her. Forget about her. Because of him. Because the chasan is a melech. And a melech can't work. And that's why the Rashba says, the first suggestion of the Gemara, the suggestion of the Rambam, wrong. Because whatever happened to Chasan Doma Lamelech? If there are 7 days of bracha, there can't just be 3 days of simcha and Isser Malacha. Mitzad the Chasan, there's going to be an Isser Malacha. So this cannot be the correct pshat. It's got to be that if the bacher gets 7 days of bracha, he has 7 days of simcha. So where is Shaktu? What is this Chazal Shaktu? Shaktu is by an almon marrying an almana. An almon marrying an almana, mitzad the chasan, there's 1 day of bracha, so how many days of Isser Malacha should there be? Mitzad the chasan.
One.
He's only in a melech for 1 day. What makes him a melech? The fact that we're maybe mevarech birchas chasanim. When we're mevarech birchas chasanim with him, that makes him a chasan, it makes him a melech, and therefore, he definitely has 1 day of Isser. And came along Chazal, and we're masaking 2 more days. Why?
For her.
For her. So because she should get a few extra days alone with her husband. There isn't an Isser Malacha mitzad him on those second and third days, because he's not a melech anymore. He's only a melech for 1 day, if it's an almon marrying an almona. But Chazal made a takana 2 more days in order to create an Isser Malacha so that she would be taken care of.
Hold on one second.
So what's Yotze is, if we wanted to compare the difference between the Rambam and the Rashba, or the Rashba versus the Tosfos HaRosh, because the Rashba would never consider that this answer could stand. So if we want to compare the difference, we would say that according to the Rambam, there's one din of Isser Malacha by a Chasan and Kala. And it all stems from who? From the woman. Chazal made a takana that she should have days of Isser Malacha where she can enjoy the time with her husband. But the Rashba is the brisker in our sugya. And the Rashba says, there are 2 dinim in Isser Malacha. There's an Isser Malacha that comes from the Chasan, and there's an Isser Malacha that comes from Mitzad the Kala. The Chasan's Isser Malacha stems from the fact that Chasan Doma Lamelech. And it's going to be applicable as many days as we're making Birchas Chasanim. But the second din of Isser Malacha comes mitzad de kala. And it comes mikoach de takanas chazal of shaktu. And in certain situations where the Isser Malacha mitzad de chasan is only 1 day, came along chazal and we're masaking 2 extra days. Now you realize for the Rashba's reading of the Gemara to work, he needs to flip the Ibayis Amos. And apparently that was his girsa. Because he makes reference to the first Ibayis Amos, the second Ibayis Amos, it's the opposite. If this one was first, if the Almon was first, we couldn't say that we rejected that and got to Bachar. It has to be. So the Rashba's Pshat only works with his Girsa, where the first Ibayis Amos is the Bachar, and the second one is the Almon.
So it doesn't work with our Gemara then?
It doesn't. Well, he had a different Girsa than our Gemara. The Rashba. Okay, so you're right. So Tosfos, the reason, what pushed the Rambam to say, could be that the Rambam had our Girsa, and therefore he arrived at a different conclusion. And at the end of the day, where was the Takana of Chazal? So again, for the Rambam, the Takana for Chazal was in all cases, Bachar and Almana, all Almanas, and that's the Lashon of the Rambam. The Rambam's Lashon is, whenever there's an Almana, there's a Takana of Shaktu. 3 days. But for the Rashba, it's only by an almon to an almana where we needed to have a takana. Okay, we have one. We have one or two very beautiful nafkamina, which you're going to get to. But let me first take the questions. Go ahead. We'll start here and go around. Go ahead.
I like what the Rosh was saying.
Good. The Rosh was very happy that you approved. Good.
The only problem I have with it,
yeah,
is that it seems a little weird that the shaktu for the woman is going to be with the amu and the amana, when it seems more that the bachar wouldn't really need.
We don't need to take care of the almana when she's marrying a bachar.
I'm saying, but why?
She's going to have 7 days alone with her chassid.
Don't you think the almud would need to feel like a king rather than the bachar than the almana?
Wait, this is not like a touchy-feely, like,
I know, I'm just
we want the almud to feel like a king.
I'm just saying that in the case of the bachar and the almana, I think that the almana would need the simcha more. You're saying that because she's marrying a bachar, she's fine?
An almana marrying a bachar has 7 days of simcha. We don't need to be mistaken for three if she has seven.
Yeah, I'm saying, but if you have an amun to almana, and the amana is getting the shakti there, don't you think the amun also needs something?
He's also going to have 3 days together. The amun is a melech only for 1 day. It's a second marriage. He's only a melech for 1 day. But Takan Chazal wanted the couple to be together for 3 days. And therefore, you could say we were mistaken it for him also. The driving force was for the amun. The amun is the one who needs it. But yeah, he'll also benefit from it. Okay, yeah, next question. Chaim.
The Rambam.
Yes.
The Rashba's first answer to this is the same to Rambam. So how can the Rashba's second answer completely refute the logic to his first answer? How can he say something in his first answer?
The first Dibay Zema?
No,
the Rashba says there are those who are Mefarish like this. There are those who are Mefarish like this.
I thought we said that was the Rashba's first answer.
No, it's the Rashba says, Yesh Mishapirshu like this. Yesh Mishapirshu like this. Yeah. And I like the second parish much better. Because, and he even tells you why. I want you all to read the Rashba again tonight, because the Rashba, you'll see, he says explicitly, the reason why I like this answer better is because, he says, the Svara of a Chasam is Domal HaMelech. Yeah. Go ahead, Jacob.
What was the reason again that we said that the Bracha could be more than Simcha, according to the Rambam?
Say it again?
Didn't we say that Simcha?
Because they're two totally different things. Bracha is all about Simchas Libo Shel Chassan, and it's about joining with the Chassan and saying brachas with him and praising God because he's so happy. And Simcha is all about an Isser Malacha and in order to protect the Almana. But there is no Isser Malacha inside the Chassan.
Didn't we say that?
In other words, the Rashba and the Rambam are arguing, does the fact that you are a Chassan generate on you an Isser Malacha? The Rambam says no. If you're a Chassan, you have to be happy. You have to say brachos. You don't have an Isra Malacha. The only Isra Malacha in the whole sugya is only that we want the woman to be happy with her husband. So we make the husband Usr and Malacha, not inherently Usr, but in order that he spends time with his wife. But for the Rashba, there's an inherent Isra Malacha on the Chassan because he's a Melech.
Didn't the Rashba say that, like, if you're having a bracha, you don't have to go out just right out to work?
That's Rashba says that you shouldn't be able to do that al pi halacha. Let's give it a nafkamina, just to like maybe it'll clarify it a little bit more, and I'll take a question. What if the kala says, I'm mochel? Either she says, I want the money, go work. I'd rather the money. I don't need to spend some days with you. Go make more money. Or like, she just says, I'm mochel, it's fine. I'll have dinner with you tonight. I want to go out with my friends anyway this afternoon. You go to work and we'll go out to dinner tonight. Let's say the kala is mochel. Does it work or not? What would you say?
No way.
Well, it depends.
If it's the first day, no.
What? What? According to the Rambam, what would be? You just said, no, it doesn't work. You're sitting there, leaning back. No, what do you mean?
She can't.
It's fine. Depends. If you hold like the Rambam, what would be the din?
She can't.
Well, she can't because there's not going to be any.
According to the Rambam, why is there an Isser Malacha? For her. If she's Mochel, she's Mochel.
But we
he's allowed to go to work mitzido. But if you learn like the Rashba, that there's an Isser Malacha that stems from the fact that you're a Chassan. What do you mean she's Mochel? Very nice, you're Mochel. Like, can your wife say like, I'm Mochel on Shmir Shabbos this week? What do you mean? It has nothing to do with her. I have to keep Shabbos. I'm a Chassan. I'm a Melech. I can't go to work. It's very nice that you're Mochel, but I can't be Mochel. Nafkamina number one.
What if that case is that the Chassan is also Mochel?
The husband can't be nochel. He has this, he has an ister on him.
What's
this? What? A chasen is aser. A melech is the melech. He's a melech. He's not allowed to be. The melech's not allowed to do things that are beneath his kavod. Do you know that a rav who's mochel kvodo, kvodo mochel? But melech should mochel kvodo, ain't kvodo mochel. Right? The gemara is going to subas also.
Yeah.
Comes up in kiddushin as the famous gemara in kiddushin. Right? The melech can't be mochel on his kavod.
If it's an amud, then the second or third day he could be mochel. She could be mochel.
If it's a
an amud, then
the yes, right. On the day second, two and three, they'd be able to be mochel. Right. Very good.
Then why? What's the difference between day
because
one?
Because an almon, day one he's a melech, he's not a melech on day two and three. You know, the almon, that, like, the way what Meir's pointing out is a very good point, we'll say it like this. The almon really reflects well the two different dinim. The almon on day one is asur melacha. Why? For two reasons.
Bracha.
Mitzad himself, because he's a melech, and for the wife. But on day two and three, he's only asur b'malacha because of her, not because of him. And therefore, mechila would be chal on day two and three. Now, okay, I can go over it again at the end. Hold on 1 second. I wanted to point to the Shulchan Aruch, because remember, I had you look at the Shulchan Aruch. I wanted two people came and said, like, why did you have us look at the Shulchan Aruch? It's just saying like, the same thing. But let's take a look at the Shulchan Aruch. Comes along the Shulchan Aruch and says, I know say besula, this is in Simin Samach Dalid, Sif Aleph, and Ebenezer. Hanosei Besula Tzarech L'Sameach Ima Zayin Yamin. A person who marries a Besula, 7 days you have to of Simcha. Shelo Yasa Malacha, because that's what it means. You can't do Malacha. Lo Yitzav Yitem B'Shuk. You can't go to work. You can't do business. Ela Ochel B'Shosa V'Sameach Ima. You eat, you drink, you have a good time. Beinim Hu Bachar, Beinim Hu Almon. It doesn't matter who he is. Bachar, Almon. She's a Besula, there's a Chiyuv of Simcha for 7 days. I remember once going with my family to a museum here in Israel, and I mean the blind museum, and we got there, and there was a chassan and kala there. They were dressed in like Shabbos clothing, and it was during Shabbat brachos. And what do they do? What do they do all day during Shabbat brachos? They go and they spend time together. They go out. They do things together. He doesn't go to work. He doesn't go to yeshiva, or goes limited time to yeshiva. He spends time with his wife. Shabbat brachos. So benim bachar benim hu'amo. So that's the Shulchan Aruch. You ready? What does the Shulchan Aruch say? You summarize it for me in a line.
Sula.
Just tell me what's the basic din it's teaching.
No malacha.
That a chasen is asur malacha. Comes along the Ramah, and the Ramah makes a very, very, very important addition. Says the Ramah, v'chasen asur basias malacha. What did the Ramah add? What do you mean that chasen is asur basias malacha? We already learned that. The Shulchan Aruch said, if you marry a Basula, you can't do Malacha. Lo yisav yitein b'shuk. You have to be Ocha b'sameach.
That's because of her.
So why is the Ramah adding Chasen Zasar Basias Malacha?
No matter what.
So comes along the Chalkas Mechokek and says, what in the world is the Ramah adding? So he says, Nireh, that the Rav, the Ramah, even though the Shulchan Aruch had already said, Lo yasam Malacha, because from the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch, it's mashma. Why is the asur b'malacha? Because he need ella ocha b'shosa ima. It implies that the reason why it's asur to do malacha is you have to spend time with her. Comes along the Ramah and says, no. Chasan asur basias malacha, having nothing to do with her. There's another din of isur malacha, and that's mitzad the chasan. The chasan when he marries a besula is asur 7 days, no matter what. And the nafkamina being mechila. Now it is a little bit of a kasha. This is just like an extra point. So this is like not the main point. This is a side point. If you catch it, good. If you don't catch it, it's okay also. If you look at the next sif in the Shulchan Aruch, so the Ramah himself writes, the Isha is yichol limchol al simchasa. The Isha is allowed to be mocha. Now how does that work with what the Ramah just said?
Doesn't.
It does. It seems not to, but it does. Because the Chalkas Mechokek is Medayik in the Lashon, that the Isha is Yechol Limchol Al Simchasa. So with
the two days.
And therefore, the Chalkas Mechokek suggests that it could be what the Ramah is saying is a very, very fine, nuanced point here. That even within the Isra Malacha, the Isra Malacha means he's not allowed to go to work. We're also saying, and therefore, he spends time with her and eats with her and is misameach with her. She is allowed to be mochel on the benefits that she gets from the Isra Malacha, But she can't be mochel on the chasen's iser malacha. Meaning, the chasen still can't go to work. But she's allowed to say, you know what? I'm going out with my friends. We don't need to eat and drink together. He still can't go to work. Why can't he go to work? Why can't he go to work? Because he's a chasen, he's domal melech. So he has to sit at home and just sit there on his throne and relax and not go to work. Because his iser malacha is not mitzad her. So in terms of her, she is always allowed to be mochel. Because for her, it's all about a takana, that we want her to be happy, and to him to eat with her, and him to go to the blind museum with her. So if she says, I don't want to do that, it's fine, we'll just have dinner together tonight. She's allowed to be mochel, and it's meduyik in the Lashon of the Ramah. She's mochel on simcha sa. But that doesn't mean that there's not an iser malacha for the melech, for the king, for the chasan. And therefore, that's the Chakas Mechokev says that also. So therefore, when we emerge from the Shulchan Aruch, what we see is that the Shulchan Aruch says there's an Isra Malacha and a man has to be Sameach with his wife. The Ramah adds in Sif Aleph that the Chasan's Asra Malacha Mitzad Atzmo, and he adds in Sif Beis that the Isha is allowed to be Mochel, but just on the things that relate to her and not to those that relate to him. All right, one last Nafka Mina that I wanted to bring up in order to see the difference between... What was that? That what?
Is that not the same thing as what we've been saying?
Yeah. What?
It just expands in the Rashba.
Yeah, yeah, but you're seeing that the Rashba and the Rambam find expression in the Shulchan Aruch, and even if you read the Shulchan Aruch carefully, you see this distinction.
The
Rambam and the Rashba are Rishonim. Shulchan Aruch are Achronim Paskening Halacha. So the Shulchan Aruch is Paskening like who? The Shulchan Aruch is Paskening like who? The Shulchan Aruch is paskening like the Rambam, and the Ramah is adding in the Rashba.
Not necessarily. He's being vague.
Well, I'll say it more precisely. The Ramah understood that the Shulchan Aruch was paskening like the Rambam, right? The Ramah thought the Shulchan Aruch was paskening like the Rambam, and was saying that the Isra Malacha is only because of her, and therefore the Ramah added in this second din of Isra Malacha that the Rashba introduces, Mitzam Chasen Domel HaMelech, and that is the Nekuda that the Ramah is adding. The Ramah is saying, if you read the Shulchan Aruch, you would think like the Rambam, that the Isra Malacha only stems from her, and therefore I'm adding that there's an Isra Malacha, even just Mitzad him. And lest you think, therefore, that Mechila is not Shayach at all, he adds in the end of Sif Beis, that there is a certain limited amount of Mechila, which is Shayach, which is that the woman is allowed to be mochel on the things that she gets, but that would not allow the husband to go out and work. Right, one of the nafkamina that I'll bring between the Rambam Rashba, what we're referring to as Rambam Ramah, what we're basically suggesting is that the Shulchan Aruch Ramah, they are paskining based on the two shitas, that the Shulchan Aruch is paskining like the Rambam, and that the Ramah is paskining like the Rashba. Or, in the more precise version, that the Ramah thought that the Shulchan Aruch was paskining like the Rambam, and therefore he commented in order to introduce the shita of the Rashba. I'm going to give you one more nafkamina. What about housework? Not going out to work. But what about doing the dishes and housework, things that make the woman happy? Meaning if she's doing work in the house, that makes the wife happy. So is he allowed to do that? So according to the Shulchan Aruch, for sure. The whole Isra Malacha is because we want you to make the wife happy. So we're all going to be big Ramah fans, right? The Shulchan Aruch says, you're allowed to do work because it's making her happy. If the work makes her happy, you're allowed to do the work. The Isra Malacha is only Mitzida. But according to the Rashba and the Ramah, that introduce an element of Isra Malacha, not just Mitzad Simcha Sachkala, but Mitzad or Midin Chasen Dom HaLamelech, so then the Chasen can sit comfortably on the couch and say, sorry, honey, I can't do any work around the house.
That's a bad way to start.
I'm a king. I'm a king this week. You're right. It's not a good way to start the marriage.
But that would, a good husband.
That would, and that's suggested by the Chiddushei Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel Rizovsky suggests that might be a nafkamina between the Rambam Rashba / Shulchan Aruch Ramah.